Okay, we're up to page. We're up to Simon Shin Tzadik Ches. We're middle of Sevov. So we just finished completed page 528, and I want to carry on from the second line of we're up to the second line of the top of the page of Esh Tamachay. So we are discussing the halachas of what kind of house is considered part of the city, and what kind of house doesn't qualify for being a city. It's really, remember that? We spoke about the warehouse, we spoke about the bridge with the Beis Olam, we spoke about the caretaker of the Beis Chaim. So we said, although he's a Gentile, Beis Chaim is considered residential. Sounds bizarre, no? Beis Chaim is called residential. That's what it is, though. And you start, it's part of the city, and you only start counting the after that. Okay, we spoke about the cave, and there's a house on top of the cave, which is also considered. All right, second line on the next page. Aval shtei mechitzos, but when you have two walls, she'ein olam tikra, which doesn't have a ceiling, aval pishadorim b'neim, even though people live there, will not qualify. So again, shtei mechitzos, two walls, like an L-shaped building, which has no ceiling, it won't count. It's not a house. People are living there, they're like gypsies. I don't know, they are. There's not. You don't count that as a house, and it's not called residential. It will be considered. Yeah. Although it's not. Oh, good question. You mean immobile or static? Well, if it's a static caravan, it will be called.
A
caravan park. Absolutely. I would definitely argue that it's considered residential. If it's mobile, then not. Because it's not really a house. Yeah. Yeah, that would be called, yeah. Now, Vagesha, a bridge, Vakever, and a Beis Chaim, who Beis Knesses, and a Shul, who Beis Avoid the Zililim, and a Tifla, the Oitzrois, and storehouses, warehouses, She'en Boim Beis Tiro, which doesn't have anybody living there, Vahaboir, Vahasiach, Vahamaoro, in the pit, and the cave, Vahashoivach, Beis Shabesfino, and even a house in a boat, which probably reminds us of a mobile caravan. All those, Kol Eilu, anything similar to that, Hein Mitztafim Imo will not be considered part of the city. They will not qualify as a residential house. Vimoyu Shnei Batim Keilu Negedo Ir, Dinam Kenegedos, Dina Sikha Keshes. We'll speak about this more in a minute. What do you want to say? Yeah.
You have the canals just off of Watford, and they have houseboats.
Yes, in Lee Valley as well.
Yes. So, but they don't also. They sometimes have mooring rights, but they can move around.
Yes.
So if it's a boat,
Rabbi Isai, what would you say about that? Does anybody live in there?
Yeah, plenty of people.
They live there.
Yeah.
What? The whole year round.
Yeah. Well, when business gets slow, they repossess your house, and then you get a boat or a caravan.
It's good to know, actually. It's good to know.
People, do they buy a canal boat or a houseboat?
Is that legal to live like that?
What are you doing?
Why not?
It's better than living in a pot.
I suppose, yeah. Just,
Sometimes they're like a summer home. They're not there in the winter.
Barges.
They're quite nice.
Okay, so Rabbi said, Halacha will be, since it's not a static... And they can, yes, people are allowed to, that will not be considered part of the city. And it's not static, and therefore it won't be considered, it won't count. So you've got to exclude that of the 2,000 numbers. The Ramah, Imon Yishnei Batim Kiluk Neged Eir Dinam Gosim Keshes, that's picture number 45. Can we just look at picture number 45? Okay, because I want to explain that. Because apparently here again, this is something which I heard from Diane Simons, who's in charge of the London-based in Eruv Tchomim. So he told me a while ago, I believe so. I might be mistaken, but I'm nearly sure that's what he said, that the Edgware, Bournemouth, Elstree has got this shile over here of picture number 45. I do not know exactly what the details are. Maybe you can work it out. If you've got picture 45, it's... So if you look at it, what have we got over here on the side? Okay, can you? We've got over here a house on the left hand side. Houses that are city on edge. Imagine that's Edgware. Have you got something similar to that? Yeah, that's it. Okay, now what can you see sticking out on the top and on the bottom? There's a row of houses on the top and a row of houses in the bottom. So basically, you've got a city and the city stops, but there is one string of houses still going on one side and there's another string of houses going on the other side over there. We want to know, how do you start counting the 2,000 Amos? Do you start counting 2,000 Amos from the core bulk of the city, the body of the city, that's where you start, or perhaps since there's two, how should we call it? Row. It's not strings, not row. Row. Two rows of houses, which are still significant, they're over 2,000 numbers, you start counting them after those rows of houses. Now, apparently, again, this will be a bit, very big difference, because imagine Edgware, okay, we've got the core Edgware. Now, you can imagine, I think that's what it is, you go up towards the horses, Edgebury Lane, towards horses. Now, imagine that could be a very good example of this row of houses. Do you now start counting the 2,000 numbers at the end of that, where it's like it says you to drive slowly or something? Yeah? After the last house. Do you start counting that 2,000, or would you start counting 2,000 numbers from the A41? It's a beautiful child. Now, imagine there's two rows of houses, one over there and one further up, then it's even more. We can ask the question even more. Where will you start counting 2,000 numbers? Where would you start counting? What would you say?
This is the with Edgebury Lane.
It is. It is, yeah.
But I'm just trying to work out where the houses stop. I've been up and down that road a lot of times. The houses don't stop really.
Your field's on the left.
Field, and then there's more houses. And then you go up that hill and there's another house.
Yeah, that's, yeah. They're like wooden houses.
With the telescope.
Wooden houses.
I don't know what point exactly. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how this is the Gael. This particular
okay.
Unless you're talking about the field.
Oh, maybe there. Yes, that's what it could be. Could be. So, if you look at the map, you'll see there's like two. There's two strings. There's Edgewen. There's two roads. And then the question is, where do you start? If you start counting 2,000 numbers from the end of the two roads and rows of houses, then what's going to happen is you're actually going to get to another inhabited area, which is already by Bournemouth Elstree. I don't know if it's Bournemouth or Elstree. You're going to get already to the other side. If, however, you start counting 2,000 numbers at the beginning of the A41, and you do not include those two, then you're going to be at, then you're going to have a problem. Then you can't walk beyond. You can't get to the other side. Yeah. So where do you start counting the 2,000 numbers? It will make all the difference. So if you look at a map, you'll probably be able to visualize it. But that's the Shaila. So I say, this is the question on the picture number 45, and that is the Ramah over here. What would you say? What would you say, Misva? What would you say? Where do you start counting 2,000 Amos? Yeah, have a look, yeah.
You said from the
A41. I don't mean literally the A41. I mean,
hard,
where...
Hard
yeah. Yeah.
And then you've got
yeah.
more houses.
Yeah. Have you got something that is going to...
Here's Edgebury Park here.
Yeah.
And there's Edgebury Lane.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
It's this area here.
Yes, this is it.
Because this is where the Arab stops, the corner of Hartland Drive and Edgebury Lane.
Yeah.
Right, which is up here. Right here, and then this is Edgebury Lane that goes all the way over the. And it's probably talking about this area here.
Yeah.
Around this area here, because there's houses all the way. If that's the hill, up to Scratchwood. There's houses all the way up there. It's probably talking about this.
Probably area. Over there. Yeah. Okay. Good. So there must be two rows. Yeah. Somewhere going in. I'm not sure where you're going to start. Where are these two rows? Maybe.
Does that help?
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Here.
Yeah. That's, probably around here.
These fields, probably.
Yeah, probably. So if you start counting over, you look at the two rows, where are the houses?
There's a farmhouse here, and these are the houses on Edgebury Lane as you go up the hill.
Okay, so I don't know, but it's somewhere there would be that Shaila.
Yeah.
Okay, Abayi says, so that's the question. What would you say? Where is Zakat? So the answer is to be found, and that's an interesting chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, but it makes sense. Do you mind to just go back 2 pages, because we actually discussed the Shaila. Do you mind to go back to the rainbow? Which page is the rainbow? Okay, after 526, 2 pages after 526. The page before 528. Okay, so can you see the keshes? Now, is that comparable? Yes or no? Yes? Binyamin Yaakov, explain why. It's exactly the same thing in a different shape. There, you're absolutely right. Says the Mishnah Berurah, picture number 45 is identical to picture number 13, 14, 15, 16. It's the same thing. And therefore, what's the halacha?
Unless the row of houses has a different din of the city. Because with the rainbows, the entire city is surrounding it.
Yeah, but it makes no difference. It makes no difference. That's what Mishnah Berurah is machadash. It makes no difference. So therefore, as long as you don't have... As long as, if there are 2,000 numbers, if there are 4,000 numbers distance between the top and the bottom row of houses, 4,000 numbers or less, then you'll end up counting it from the end of the houses. If, however, there's more than 4,000 numbers distance between the two rows of houses, they're going to start counting 2,000 numbers from the core of the city. Okay. Sivzayin, Rabbi Yisrael, it's important, very important, halacha. Sivzayin, hoy shtei aroyores, zos mukhalazu, kuf mem, Aleph, Amos, Vishlish. What happens if you've got two cities which are closer than 141 Amos? What's special about 141 Amos? What's that? Yeah, it is. That's what it is. So if they are closer than two cities and they have got 141 Amos distance between them, then if there's 70 amas and a bit on one side and 71 amas and a bit on the other side, is considered one city. So if, let's say, there's only 141 amas between Edgware and Elstree, I know it's more, but if there's only that distance in between, then it's considered one city. There you go. That's this Shulchan Aruch is talking to you. Because that means it could have two different councils, two different postcodes, two different boroughs, two different countries. It could be a border, it could be whatever, but there are 141 amas distance or less. They are considered one city.
From which point?
The edge of the city to the other edge of the city.
What is the edge of the city then?
Okay, so we're talking about if it's dense. If it's dense. We're not talking about dense. Large city, last house, and last house, 140 amas, consider one city. So that's your case. So you can walk from one city to the other without any hesitation, yeah. Yeah, you can. The answer is yes. Is considered one city. Everybody from this city can walk into the other city. And you can then go 2,000 amas above and beyond the edge of the city. And certainly also the wall of a city which broke open. Mishneru chayseh from both sides. Here again, it will be a scenario of two walled cities. The wall came down a little bit, but you will be able to count from one city to the next, 140 on Amos, and you're fine. Okay. So Rabbi said, this is what we need to take out of this. Let me see if there's a picture of this. Is there a picture of this? No. There is no picture of this. No. No. Yeah, picture 58 is going to be something we'll be discussing in Sif Ches. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about the bridge, the base oilem, the shul, the tifla, without anybody living in there, which perhaps is also the loch of the warehouse, the gigantic warehouses. We said nobody lives there, right? So if nobody lives there, galach is, it's not counted. We spoke about the pit and the cave, all that. If nobody lives there, it's not counted. The boat, which brings us to the caravan, the mobile caravan, is not counted. And then we spoke about picture number 45, which we learned that you add 2,000 amas. We spoke about two cities which are within distance of 141 amas from one another. Habayis, so what about a school at the edge of the city? What about a school? A college?
Might have a caretaker living there.
Nobody sleeps there, unless there's a caretaker there.
Sometimes schools have a caretaker.
Yeah, a sleeps there, a sleeping caretaker. What do you think about it? Colleges, universities, caretaker. You say if the caretaker lives there, it's fine. Otherwise, not. Okay, I want to tell you Rav Eliashiv's chiddush. Rav Eliashiv holds that if these people, I don't know, I think it's a very big chiddush. If it's officially arranged and established and organized that people should eat their meals regularly, they will be considered in a school, in a college, they will be considered a part of the city. I don't fully understand it. But Rav Eliashiv paskens, if you go to the college or university, that people might not sleep there, and there's no caretaker, but people have this like an eating area, a canteen, or and people eat there, that would be considered residential. Yeah. Yeah, but generally we learned that you've got to sleep there. Okay, but that's what Rav Eliashiv holds, and therefore it would be considered part of the city. Okay. I wish you a very good Shabbos.